Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, so help me out here, guys. Alan looked at me like I was crazy.
A little crazy.
When
yeah.
I told him that people eat apple pie with cheddar cheese, and it's right. actually quite good.
It is fantastic.
Is that a known thing?
Oh, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Cheddar
John,
cheese?
You ever been in on that?
I think you're being punked.
No. This is a real thing.
Yes.
I will say this. There was a very famous place in Westwood, and anybody who ever attended UCLA knows it. It just closed. It got closed by the pandemic, called Stan's Donuts.
Oh, of course.
And they used to put cheese in all of their donuts, and it was great. Cheese layers.
Have you ever
right
done what they're saying?
Have you ever had a slice of apple pie with cheddar cheese on it?
No.
But it's fantastic.
It's so good.
Because it's like the
Where
sweet.
Where do you do this? I don't think. There's a sweetness that's sort of countered by
lie of the day.
By the
little creaminess.
It's your lie today. This is a crosstalk edition of lie of the day.
Mason,
can I stop something in its tracks before one of you guys.
Slam on the table again and get all red.
No.
Apple cheddar pie, apple pie
so,
with cheddar cheese.
Yes. Trav and Bergman have been lobbying hard for Sliwa to paint his face for the Raider Charger game.
Yes.
Alan, let me just say this in complete clarity, and Mason will back me up. In the year of our Lord, 2022, do not ever put black face paint.
Oh, it's totally
on your
different.
Face. I'm not. It is absolutely not.
Not
someone will pull that
and
out
black,
and go,
John.
And
go, silver and
if
black.
He goes half silver and half
no,
black,
silver and black.
Somebody will take a picture of the black and the caption under it will say Alan Sliwa in blackface.
No,
canceled.
They Raider fan Alan Sliwa shows up at
right.
SoFi.
No,
in
just,
silver and black.
No, you got. But there's a million other things you can do.
Yeah, look. The one thing the face painting is not. I like everything else you guys were saying. I
support
don't
the team.
I don't want
got to support the team.
Is on a, my face.
You painted your face.
I met that guy at a party once, Patrick Warburton. He's the greatest guy.
It was at Michael's golf tournament, right? Or Clay's golf tournament. And I sat with him too, John. He's amazing.
I mean,
he's
like,
fantastic.
The funniest guy you'll ever want to meet, and like totally self-deprecating. And you will not meet a better guy than the guy who played putty.
So Patrick Warburton, you're talking about. He told me this. And I couldn't believe it. How many episodes of Seinfeld do you think he was in?
Not that many. No.
You're close.
I would say less than 10.
It's 9.
Yeah.
He's in 9, and he's like an iconic character from it. He's only in 9.
Same thing with Bryan Cranston. Tim Watley, the dentist.
Yeah.
It's less than 5.
Right.
You know, but you think, you know, and
but they were such big characters that we remember. And
remember,
he
for sure.
Cranston, as Tim Watley, re-gifted a label maker or someone re-gifted a
label
maker.
Baby
Label
Maker Jr. Yeah, or something like that.
There's just all these iconic plots to it.
So do you believe me about the cheese on the pie now, John?
I believe it's possible.
It's not pie.
No,
it's everywhere.
We just Googled it.
But I have no interest in trying.
It doesn't sound good.
Apple pie should only be eaten with ice cream.
And
the ice cream should be vanilla.
Sure. Well, a little whipped cream. We're going to throw
that's
that
fine
off the side.
No, whipped cream's good.
Yeah.
Cheese
cheddar cheese is good.
Really good.
Okay.
Really good.
So
a hoagie.
At Mason's request, I brought in my Lakers championship ring today.
I just
gave it to Emily.
Okay.
And I told her to put it on her finger and to type something. Now, the question, Emily, is could you wear...
I could, but it wore my hand down.
Right. It's like a weight. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can functionally wear one of these rings. Here, bring it in here. Or have Bergman bring it in here. And, you know, Mason was, we were talking yesterday about can you wear it? Yeah. See, that guy's going to be accused.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not.
Fine.
Those are Raider colors.
Yeah. Okay. So, Trav, put that on and see if you can function.
Look at that box.
Okay. So, that's a serious box for this championship ring.
Oh, it's motorized.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And now keep this in mind.
How do I get it out, John, without
messing? It's a clip.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's just a little clip.
Just
tug on it. So you could wear it, but wouldn't
that's wearable.
Wouldn't you be kind of the biggest D, you know what, if you walked around with it. I mean, it's so ostentatious.
It feels good, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm like, sure. I don't know, John. I look pretty good wearing this thing. I'm
now,
not going to lie.
Jeff, go to the gym just on the elliptical.
Now, the funny thing is.
Yeah, on the elliptical.
They get bigger every year. Now, what brought this up yesterday was we were talking about the Rams. Jason of Beverly Hills, who did that ring, Trav, the one you're wearing, is now designing the Rams ring.
Okay.
And we were saying, could you go over the top on these rings? I think that ship has sailed. You could literally. So I suggested do a mini replica of SoFi Stadium, and you could pop the top, and there'd be another ring inside. A caller said, do two fingers.
Oh, like a brass knuckles. And,
but have it magnetic.
That's what I said, exactly.
No, right. But, Trav, have it magnetic.
Uh-huh.
So if you needed to pull it apart, you could. I think the sky's the limit on this Rams ring. I really do.
Oh yeah, I mean
they haven't indicated
Hollywood
that they're
show
gonna
business,
cut any costs when it comes to Rams stuff.
They're gonna spend.
Well, it's a billionaire who's married to a billionaire owns the Rams.
Right.
So the sky is the limit.
Well, I think you're right because
why didn't you get a Rams ring? Weren't you the network?
Well, because
you were the network pregame guy.
You're in the boat. I was all the years. I was the sideline reporter.
You're exactly
right. Technically were not a Rams employee.
I'm not a Rams employee.
JB and MJD and even DeMarco are all Rams employees, right?
I just want to be invited back to go watch games next year.
Yeah, I know.
Enough for me.
I know.
Now, that ring, the one, Travis, that you just had on, is not even the player ring.
Well, I saw the one that the Buccaneers got 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's the size of a softball.
Yeah.
They're
not really
so
wearable.
Big. No, they're display
they're more,
pieces.
Yeah. Right. They're more like you could put it in a case and like
hey,
display
check this
it
out.
Or something.
Yeah, you're not going
bigger,
to Denny's wearing that with you on your hand to get your
John's
apple pie with cheese.
Bronze. Braun got a small
No, Bronze has a pop top. Like the players has a pop top. So it's
that,
a ring that opens.
Open. Oh,
they're different.
No. Now, see if you can wear that for the first half hour of the show.
I tried to type
and
it, John.
Function.
That's a non-starter.
John, the one place
so cool
that I think you could wear that, and it was used, it was used strategically is the best way to put it. Walsh used to always wear his.
Well, yeah, because he was our sales guy.
Yeah.
So, you're trying to sell somebody on the idea. Like,
remind me to take this off at the end of the show.
I'll give that if Sam Pines wants to, take that for game night.
Yeah.
And if he thinks people would marvel at, but I'm guessing Craig Karmazon, who owns Good Karma, the new
Bucks.
Company, is part of the Bucks. I don't know if Sam got a Bucks ring, but I know Craig did.
Yeah. Well, it's very cool. Like, even look, we've been very fortunate to be around a lot of cool stuff, see a lot of cool things, athletes. But when you get to see something like that up close, it is so rad.
Look at the inside of it. It's got a bunch of stuff
jerseys.
On the inside of the ring.
So it's got
too.
A spinning thing to describe it. It's got like a spinning thing, like
it's motorized.
Like a music box, right? So it twirls, and then it's got two spotlights shining down on it. While it turns.
And John, you're talking about the inside, like on the inside of the
like,
band.
Yeah, like, look at the inside of it, and you'll see a whole bunch of jerseys
from all the players.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Isn't that great? A bunch of stuff, and
how often do you break it up?
There's Ireland's face right there.
Literally. No, my face wouldn't fit. That's the one thing that wouldn't fit on there.
Forehead on the other side. You and me both.
Trav, I didn't even think about it. Mason didn't even know I had one.
No, I had no idea.
Like I broke
because you'd always said you don't want them because
I always said, and I've held true to this. I would never wear it in public, even though I own it. I would never wear it in public because I think it diminishes the people who actually earned it.
That's a good answer.
I think that people who have full locker room access are allowed to wear the ring.
Players, coaches, trainers, staff.
Right,
Like John Black could walk in, anytime. Genie could walk in anytime. And the way you get around it, it's like, so Michael said to me, Michael doesn't wear his either, but he's got like 10 of them. he says, well, what about Stu? Stu Lance could walk into the locker room and nobody would stop him.
Right, sure.
If Sleewer or I walked in, they'd say, hey, John, hang on, what are you guys doing?
Like, they'd stop you.
Oh, yeah. But they wouldn't stop Stu.
No.
If I was you, I'd wear it everywhere.
Mace, I have a feeling you would.
Every day at Starbucks. If the Rams somehow decided to give you a ring.
Kev! Kevin!
Had you worn a shirt to that Zoom meeting, maybe Kevin Demoff would have given you a ring.
Exactly.
What about like a high school senior when you put a shoelace around your neck and tie it on there? You could wear it like that.
Well, here's the other times I would say like, Alan used the right word, strategically.
Yeah.
Like if you're a partner of the Lakers and you're trying to sell, like we're trying to sell Coca-Cola into buying a Lakers sponsorship, I think every one of our execs should be walking around with one of those rings. And mine, Sam Pines, is on loan to you anytime you need it.
And but you know, yesterday you didn't get to be there, but it was
cool?
A great house.
Yeah.
And the trophy's
amazing. Trophy's amazing.
And
yeah, I don't think they wanted us there.
I don't know if I ever.
You took it as a sign of disrespect.
I was worried.
I don't know
I'm not
if I
lie.
Ever was in more pictures than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
That was people.
That's cool.
You, trophy, blah. I was crazy. And really great stories. There was a guy named Van who drives
around. Van Jefferson?
No, not him. Drives around all day for Amazon, says he listens to the show every single day. He doesn't know anything about sports, but he's learning about it.
Awesome.
He just likes the show.
That's great.
Another guy, from Australia or moved to Australia, Chris.
Oh, I met Chris in the parking lot, and he said we were like his lifeline for two years.
Yeah, while he was down under.
Awesome. That's very cool.
To the show awesome. Every day. Yeah, a lot of stories like that, which were really cool.
So I asked you guys the other day if occasionally you ask each other for favors, right? Remember when I said
not very often.
But you guys have been doing it a long time, so I'm wondering if you guys have ever had a situation where there's just complete tune out, where somebody has said something to the other guy, and you've said it dozens of times.
Yes,
we've heard each other's stories 25
yes.
times.
Okay. Yes.
So it's a skill to pretend like you've never
I fully understand that.
Yeah.
So earlier today, I forget what we were talking about, but Alan said to me. So, like, do you go out with your wife? Okay, like, do you have like a thing that you do every week together?
I know you go out with your wife every Friday to the same place.
He asked me this, and like,
are you going out this weekend?
He'd never ever heard me speak before. I should be offended by this.
Trav,
yes?
I got you beat. I think that we have so much RAM in our head that we just forget things sometimes. I'm going to defend Slee here. I actually said this yesterday on the show. The name of the event that Mason was hosting was the Lombardi Party.
Right.
I said, does the Super Bowl trophy have a name like the Larry O'Brien thing? And Mason goes, I'm not sure what it is. And then like Amanda looks at
you didn't know Mason?
And goes, it's the Lombardi Party. What do you think the name of the trophy is? So I think sometimes you just, right, Slee? It's just you can only hold so much stuff in your head.
I didn't know you were in a relationship.
Yeah, I had no idea.
I didn't know you were married. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah, where's
she? Do you call her Sue?
I call her Sue, but I'm one of the.
Everybody else calls her Susan.
Yes.
Oh, I okay. throw out
the. So, by the way, you had that. Maybe we're going to the same place. You had that dilemma earlier where you've.
The nickname?
A guy is known by his nickname, but you just met him. Can you invoke the nickname? Very simple way to get out of that. Have you met him yet?
No, I've spoken with him on the phone, but I've not met him in person.
So when you walk up to him, just say, hey, and you've heard this nickname. Just say, if he says, hey, my name, whatever he says is John Smith.
Yes.
And just say, can I call you John? You prefer John?
Yeah.
That's it. Then he'll tell you. Well, everybody calls him
what
Smitty.
What is his nickname?
It's Smitty.
Smitty. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I called him Steve.
Steve is just not.
I always say Mason.
I always call you, but when you and I first met, and you and I have known each other for a long time
now. You'd say Steve for the first time.
For the first couple of times. Hey, Steve, nice to see you.
When we first started when we first started working together, Steve Hartman had another show, and so there were Steve Hartman and Steve Mason, so no one called him Steve. Steve was Steve Hartman.
Yeah.
Everybody just said, you know, call him Mace. But yeah, just ask the guy, you know, what do you prefer?
What's like Trav and Slee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and I think anytime you ask somebody that, they'll tell you, you know, what, like, I have a friend whose name is Patrick, and he doesn't like being called Pat. So I always introduce him as Patrick, and somebody goes, hey, Pat, and he will very politely say, Patrick, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I've run into that one, too. Yeah.
Well, think about it. Like, you've never heard anyone call Tom Seaver
Thomas?
Tommy.
Okay,
but you've
correct.
Never heard anyone call Tommy John Tom.
Thomas John?
Or Tom.
Michael Malone.
Yeah, or even he's, Tom.
Clayton
Tom
Kershaw
John.
Is hoping to avoid Thomas John surgery.
Emily, Michael Malone is a good one. There was one time a sideline reporter said, I'm here with Nuggets head coach Mike Malone, and he goes, Michael.
It was Malika.
Yeah, and she goes, Michael, I'm sorry. And she, you know, so now she'll never do it again.
Well, if you run into Rihanna, a lot of people say Rihanna. It's actually pronounced Rihanna. And she will correct you.
I'd like to have that problem.
Yeah.
I hope to get that wrong person one of these days.
Are you surprised Doc coming back?
Now, has Doc said anything yet?
It's been Daryl Morey to this point.
Just Morey, I think, was the
Doesn't Doc
exit.
Have a say
he,
in
Doc
this?
Doc did say yesterday after they got beat that he is not a candidate for another job.
Well, when Doc says he's out, I'll believe it. I know Daryl would like to have Doc back, but I'm not sure I'd want to coach that mess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what Harden was doing. Stephen A.
Harden.
I've never. Awesome. I don't know if you guys played any of this. Yeah, Stephen A. came out today and said.
They quit,
that
basically?
Was, no, he said that was intentional. He basically said he was trying to get Doc fired.
I hear you. Why is anybody surprised? He did it to two other teams.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's a pretty bold accusation.
These guys just are bouncing around the league, Harden, multiple stops.
If you have a guy that quit in Houston and then quit in Brooklyn, you can't be surprised that he quit in Philly. That's on you.
Exactly.
I mean, he's made it very clear.
But what
he's
do?
Quit.
You moved heaven and earth to get him. He's got 47 million.
He's not going anywhere.
You're stuck. You're stuck because you have to do it because you've done it, and he's decided I don't want to play for this coach or this city or this team, whatever. He'll start eating again, and then the next thing you know, you get heavy James Harden, who doesn't give a damn, and now you're stuck. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, that's a mess. I'm not sure Doc's lucky if Bill Morey says
talking basketball, Sliwa. That's not how I want to start my week.
Wearing the Dodger jersey though, I like that. Thank you.
Tough night last night. Bad bounce. If he doesn't deflect that ball, if that goes up the middle, that's a double play. They step on it.
Thought we had it.
Yeah,
you got to
score bases loaded one out,
yes.
Though.
You should probably figure that out. Mason in Ireland coming up next. We'll see you on Monday.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
I say to Carlo and Janice and Tommy and everybody else, stop posting pictures of me before I sign an approval.
You don't get any approval. You work at a radio station.
It was a filter, sir.
Still made me look like an ass.
You get no approval of anything.
Yeah. This is not just any Friday. It is officially
It Friday.
That's right.
Isn't every Friday that, though?
I guess it is, but I'm pretending like it's new. Today, I intend this to be one of the best shows we've ever done.
Excellent.
What's that mean? What's that symbol mean?
Okay, I was going to do it without mentioning it, but since you
brought
it up.
I like letting people behind. You're
Jorge
signaling to Jorge.
Jorge asked me for a video, and that was me telling him I just sent it.
Okay, good. Good. So lie of the day today is Ireland's lie.
Oh, good. I'm ready to lie about a lot of stuff.
Last day to win tickets to see Pink Floyd's legendary rocker Roger Waters at Crypto.com Arena. Listen very carefully to Ireland today. He's going to tell a lie at some point. Figure out what it is.
The
call
last
in at
2 days, I've thought the lie has been very easy, and it took people... We had to give hints. I
mean, it's hard.
People, yeah, the lies are harder than we think it is.
Lies are hard. Kings lost last night. That's a bummer.
Boy, I don't know how like people that have hockey players in their family or like Kings season ticket holders. I don't know how they sit through those games. I sat through that whole game last night, and they turned
on the dime.
I know.
Edge of your seat the whole time.
Like Dustin Brown at the end of that game when it was tied 2-2 had a chance right in front of the net. Hit it!
Yep.
And then they go the other way and score. It's like, and so now it's all coming down to tomorrow night in Edmonton.
And last night, the Dodgers they were down 7-1, came back to tie the game at 7. Then Daniel Hudson gave up 2 in the 9th, and the Dodgers lose to the Phillies. They still have a 1-game lead over
San Diego. Dodgers have lost 3 out of 4. Something or nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing to worry about.
Nothing. Although this is a reason to worry. Clayton Kershaw to the injured list for the Dodgers.
Well, I'd be more worried if it was his elbow.
Right.
It is his back where he's had problems before.
But the thing
that screwed him last year was the elbow. So I'm glad it's not the elbow.
Hopefully, now do you acknowledge that it was not the right thing to push him into the perfect game?
No, he could have been hurt without it. I mean, he got hurt anyway. We did the baby kid gloves Mason plan, and he got hurt anyway.
Yeah, he was only throwing.
Now we would have had a no hitter or a perfect game, and he's hurt.
But
he's
only been throwing 85 pitches a game.
Right, but
and that
I think
game
this
included.
Nothing. He got hurt anyway. This disproves your point. Your point is even more
this
stupid.
Completely proves my point.
Now he doesn't have a perfect game, and he got hurt anyway.
Should
have
come out in the fifth, like they were thinking
Bickford,
in the first place.
Come on, Bickford. I know you haven't. You've got 15 up and 15 down, but kid gloves, Bickford. Get in there. Ridiculous. You're treating these guys like he's a little leaguer. Dumb. He'll be back. You know, Kershaw goes on the DL.
I said at the beginning of the year, you know, we're only going to get 20 starts out of him anyway.
Yeah,
I mean, at this point in his career, 20
starts.
That's
all we need out of him.
Yeah, that's really 20 starts in the postseason.
Okay.
Bergman, was I right or was I right? I'm giving you two options. Was I right or was I right?
Can I take the
about Dave Roberts? No. Dave Roberts and Clayton Kershaw and that game where he was cruising on a perfect game.
No, I'm still with John Ireland and the fact that
every other Dodger fan
would have
not
had a perfect game.
Not every other Dodger fan. Not every other Dodger fan.
We're pro perfect game. We're pro history.
I am pro. Make sure we've got Kershaw for the postseason.
Well, how'd that go for you? He got hurt. He got hurt a month in. Yeah, but he would have been. So that's my point.
The
he wouldn't have been hurt.
I do believe this. I think you only have so many throws in your arm.
I don't believe
I think
that.
There's not an unlimited number. At some point, it's over.
I think Kershaw is a baseball pitcher. He's been doing it his whole life. He's probably going to be pitching to his kids when he retires. I think that it was his night. It was his time. He had a perfect game. You know how hard it is to pitch a perfect game into the seventh inning? It never happens.
Right.
And he had it, and Dave Roberts yanked the rug out from under him.
And Clayton Kershaw yanked the rug out from under him.
And now he's injured anyway. All your baby kid glove Kershaw plans down the drain. He's hurt anyway.
Get me Bickford!
Was that you, Bergman?
I think that was you.
That was Dave Roberts.
Oh. I thought it sounded like Mason.
No, it definitely wasn't me.
I just yelled from the back.
All right, yeah. So can we get into this weird kind of thing that happened last night? So the Sixers mail it in.
Yeah, boy.
Against
awful.
Miami. And I get a bunch of texts. You guys run a couple of them.
Yep.
That, okay, stay with me here, Jorge. Okay, Doc Rivers is going to get fired in Philly after the way they laid an egg. And after the game, Doc was very defensive when somebody asked, do you think you've done a good job this year?
Have you thought about job security?
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again this year, the same thing. So, if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
If you think I'm not doing a good job, just go write it.
So then Stephen A. comes on this morning and basically accuses James Harden of trying to get Doc fired. Here's Stephen A.
That performance by James Harden requires an investigation. How in God's name do you play? You go 22 minutes in the second half and attempt one shot. It was a horrific performance, anemic and impotent performance by James Harden. And I'm really interested in seeing what the Philadelphia 76ers are going to do with Doc Rivers because I smell something and it don't smell right.
All right, so let's fast forward to about an hour ago. Daryl Morey comes out and says, yeah, it's Doc Rivers will be our coach next year.
Yeah.
But Doc hasn't said anything.
No, Doc hasn't opted in.
So, do you think Doc's the coach of the Sixers next year?
I personally do. Although it is setting up this weird dynamic where it's James Harden versus Doc Rivers in some way.
And so here's what's going on with Harden. Harden's got the same situation as Westbrook. A $47 million player option.
Yep.
But I think what he thought was when he got traded to Philly, he would not opt in and they'd give him a new long-term contract. I don't give him a new long-term contract after that performance.
Hell no. But
so what do you do if you're Harden?
Do you hire a coach that can coach Harden because he's probably going to be there?
Right. And the rumor is Mike D'Antoni would be that guy.
Or do you keep Doc and get rid of Harden?
Or do you make them work together?
Which could be ugly.
Right.
I mean, if James Harden...
And by the way, this is how this ties to the Lakers. If Doc is the odd man out in Philly. I know Daryl said this morning he wants to bring him back, but if Doc says, nah, I really don't want to coach in that situation, then Doc becomes a candidate for the other open job, which is the Lakers.
Yeah.
And
I think Doc is the wrong guy for the Lakers, Jeff.
Why?
Because I don't think that the Lakers operate in that my way or the highway, strong coach, I'm in charge kind of thing. I think they're looking, and we talked about this yesterday, they're looking for more like a young guy who can function in a Dave Roberts role where somebody else picks your coaches and somebody else is in your meetings and is part of collaborating with you.
Let me make it harder on you. Let's say the Lakers do want that.
Want what I'm talking
about. What you just described.
Yeah.
And LeBron and AD pick up the phone and say, we want Doc.
I mean, in the end, they're hiring the coach.
Right. But what do you do if you're the Lakers? If LeBron and AD say, we want Doc.
You go get Doc.
There you go.
But I think that's contrary to what the front office and what the organization is going to be looking for.
My point is, isn't the number one prerequisite for Lakers coach is that AD and LeBron are on board?
Yeah, well, it's the only. I mean, you've got to.
Right.
You
so
have no
choice. That's how that scenario comes into play. But coming full circle,
yeah.
I agree with you. I think Doc's the coach in Philly next year.
So we were talking about Charles Lee yesterday, their new Lakers head coach.
He's a young assistant in Milwaukee.
So Charles Lee is now the second favorite in Vegas. It goes Terry Stotts 5-1. Charles Lee, Darvin Ham, and Mark Jackson 6-1. Mark Jackson is not getting this job. Doc Rivers 7-1. Kenny Atkinson, who they have permission to interview, Golden State assistant, right?
Right. He's been the Nets head coach.
He's at 7-1. And then everybody else. And down the list are guys like Nick Nurse and Steve Clifford.
Do we know if LeBron and AD know Charles Lee? Has anyone
checked with LeBron and AD?
Well, I think
I
you have
called Milwaukee this morning and they said,
well,
they
I think
sure.
You have to, don't you? You can't hire somebody who LeBron and AD don't know, can you?
Did they play with them against him?
Well, they may have played
he
against
young
Milwaukee.
To have played with them and
yeah, sure. He's 36.
So
he's younger than LeBron.
Maybe they know him that way.
Yeah, maybe they played against him. He's younger than LeBron.
So we found this. So I'm going to go all in on Charles Lee.
Okay. Why not?
Laughing. I'm going all in on Charles Lee.
They're talking to him.
And we found this from Hamilton.
Instead of me, he promotes Charles Lee. Makes him second in command.
I'm a general.
Really?
That was all I could think about yesterday, by the way.
Who was Charles Lee in Hamilton?
I have no, you know what? I have no idea who he exactly was. He's obviously, but so, I want to highlight one part of what he said.
I'm a general.
Charles Lee!
So basically,
now I hope he gets it just so we can play that.
All the time. But so who he was when George Washington wouldn't promote Hamilton, they kept promoting other people because he wanted to keep Hamilton within like his ranks.
Right. I've heard of Robert E. Lee. I've never heard of Charles
At the
Lee.
Battle of Monmouth was when he, you know, pooped the bed.
And they, is that what
part
he did?
Of the song? Yeah, that's the way he said it in the skit.
I'm a general.
And then you had a duel with somebody from Hamilton.
Yeah, the General Lee, and I think it was Robert E. Lee in this case. Wasn't the General Lee the name of the car in Dukes of Hazzard?
Well, Robert E. Lee came during the Civil War,
right.
As opposed
but
to
I'm
the
just
Revolutionary
saying,
War.
General
yeah.
Lee,
yeah.
Was the name of their car.
Oh, that's
I'm
true. It
sure.
is true. Yeah,
yeah.
That was probably Robert E. and not
no,
Charles.
100%. But I'm just saying we're throwing General Lee around. I mean, it's like. It does
a general. Whee!
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have an answer this weekend.
I'm so stupid. I just think this is the funniest damn thing.
I'm a general. Whee!
Is he saying we or Lee?
Like, wee.
Okay, he's just doing wee.
I'm a general. Whee!
If I was a general, I'd be running around saying wee.
Oh, God. Grow
I'm
up.
I'm a general.
Grow up, yeah. Grow up.
No, please do not grow up.
So, yeah, that'll be the end of things. The end of things. All right, coming up next for you, John, there is a peanut butter cup controversy I want to tell you about.
Well, I saw somebody brought you 8 peanut butter cups. I actually thought about it. I was driving home, and I thought, why didn't I ask Mason? He doesn't need 8. Why didn't I ask Mason for one of those peanut butter cup things?
The scandal goes deeper than that.
Somebody swiped him?
I'll explain it next.
Oh, that's un-American right there.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
I think it was Marco.
All right, so...
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yesterday, by the way, great seeing everybody. At Hollywood Park Casino.
I want to know what happened with the... Where'd you find this song?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I got an archive, John.
This is an excellent peanut butter song. Now, here's all I know about the peanut butter cups. Okay. While I was there, some guy walked up to you, some listener who had won tickets to the Lombardi party,
yep,
and handed you 8 large packages of peanut butter cups. What happened after that?
Actually handed me 5.
Okay.
5 4-packs.
All right, so you have 20 at this point.
Correct. Now, I just tweeted out a link. Did you look at it, Jorge? I just tweeted out a link. Listener brought these peanut butter cups yesterday. I thought they were all for me, but if you look carefully, Ireland, Jorge, and Bergman were supposed to get some. What are the odds that these get back to the station on Monday?
Wait a minute. So you have them all?
I have them all.
Have you eaten them yet?
I have not.
Are you going to give us our intended prize?
Do you think I can go the weekend without
absolutely
without
not.
You don't think so?
No.
I think there's a 0% chance.
0% chance?
No, not really.
No,
I do not think.
No, not really.
Yeah,
no,
I do not
really
think I'm going to ever see those peanut butter cups.
Jorge? Now,
I see.
You got Reese's Ultimate.
You got the Ultimate.
I got the Ultimate,
got
the peanut butter on
we
peanut
got
butter.
The normal ones.
You got the normal ones. There are actually 2 for me and then...
0.0.
Yeah,
0.0 chance that you don't eat them all for yourself.
Okay, are you willing to make a mythical money bet?
Ooh, that makes it interesting.
Mythical money!
Wow, haven't heard that in a while.
I know, I just found that one.
Let's see. Well, no, because what he can do, Bergman, is he can just eat all those and then buy more on Monday and bring them in and... You know, say they were ours. Doctor this bet.
See, that makes it more difficult. Yeah. He has to then promise to not buy others, but when mythical money is involved.
Yeah, he would get more, eat the ones he buys,
right,
and then give us the originals.
If I have an option, I'm never going to let any of you win mythical money on anything that I do. That's just
well,
like
we'll
Ireland,
see.
You say.
Mythical
money, Mason leaves the game early. I am staying to that game,
okay,
no matter
what. We'll see. If you come dressed exactly like Russell Westbrook was at the Met Gala, then that would be true. That's a very hard outfit to procure.
It's a
$10K I'm giving you.
Yeah.
Sounds like
you're I'm actually giving you real money for that.
I don't like that outfit. I don't like the
I know
Russell
you
Westbrook
don't. That's what makes it more difficult.
It's a skirt.
So yeah,
he's wearing
like,
a skirt.
You know
it's
what you remind me
kill.
Of? You remind
it's a skirt.
Me of when companies and schools say somebody screws up and they say this behavior is absolutely unacceptable.
Right.
Except you just accepted it because the guy still works for you. You just say anytime mythical money's on the line, I will do it. Well, we already gave you a bunch of mythical money if you come dressed like Russell Westbrook. Now you're saying you're not going to do it.
Well, that's a skirt.
Exactly. It's a kilt.
It's not even a kilt. If you look at that,
that's
I think
not
it's
a kilt.
It's a skirt. It's like an evening gown.
It's a skirt.
I think
for
you would look fabulous in an evening gown.
Yeah, I just don't think I'm going to wear a skirt to the Mandy Awards. That's rough.
Now, how much would you guys give me if I come dressed like Russell Westbrook?
I'll do the same thing. I'll do the same thing.
$10,000?
$10,000 in mythical money.
Mace,
if you
what
do
you
it.
Give me if I come dressed like Westbrook to the Mandy's?
$10,000 mythical money.
Jorge?
What if we all do it as a show? Everybody shows
up. Oh, everybody from the show wears a skirt?
I don't think everybody do it because it's going to cost me some money. to get this outfit.
Yeah. Ross, dress for less.
So now I'm up to 20.
You can find anything
there. What are you throwing
in? All right, let's do it. 10.
All right, 30 grand if I come dressed as Westbrook to the Mandy's.
Correct.
God, I was really looking forward to wearing my gangster suit.
You had a silver suit, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's silver. It's black.
No, it's black.
Yeah, it's like
shiny. Sorry, it's shiny.
Shiny black John Gotti suit. All right, I'll think about it.
You got to do it now.
I'll think about it. 30 grand, that's a lot. Okay.
Yeah, Juan says no skirts.
Well.
And what Juan says, Juan gets.
Not always. Most of the time. Here we go.
It's pretty high.
All right. Russell Westbrook.
Percentage.
Matt
Galloway. Oh, that is a outfit. Pleated skirt.
Okay.
Not wearing a skirt to the Mandy Awards.
Okay.
So
I'm going to work on it.
Skirts on you.
I don't know if I can deliver, but I'm going to work on it.
Skirts
and,
on
and
you.
The coat has tails. It's a black tuxedo coat with tails. So I'm going to have to work on that. But I'll know somebody in the clothier world who can deliver it. The shirt's not hard. It's the skirt. Oh, and I got to get the Dorothy from the Wizard of Oz socks, the black and white striped socks.
Yeah, see, you're... Okay.
All right, I'm gonna put Lisa on it.
You go for it. She's probably got a skirt you can wear. That is not a kilt. That's a skirt. Okay. Am I right or am I right?
Okay.
I'm giving you...
This time
where
you're
am I
right.
going to get a
am
top
I right
hat?
Or am I right?
You can get a top hat from any, any hat store.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I think the idea is
maybe
to...
Russ will loan me this outfit.
If
How
he's still
I
here.
Get to Russ? What do you mean if he's still here?
Yeah, I mean if he's still here.
Who knows?
All right.
He may be in Charlotte.
I'd be worried about ruining it.
Ruining it? I'm sure it's unbelievably expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get a knockoff.
All right, so people like to make fun of me. And when I say
you
no,
don't, you normally deserve it.
When I say people, I mean you three. And you did a promo a couple of weeks ago how I originally picked Phoenix and Milwaukee in the finals, and I originally thought Phoenix was going to win.
Yeah, then
now
you,
I think
then
Milwaukee's going to win. Right. So I wanted to just point out that other people are in my boat. I want to play for you something from Kendrick Perkins.
I'm a general. Whee!
Boy, if Charles Lee gets this job, how often
imagine?
Are we going to play that drop?
Nonstop. Okay, listen to Kendrick Perkins.
Till the Lakers tell us they don't like it.
I want you to listen to how many opinions he changes during this little highlight reel First Take put together. This is Perk.
When I look at the team to beat, I'm looking down there at South Beach at the Miami Heat.
If I'm down more and I had a chance to trade Ben Simmons right now and I could pair up James Harden and Joel Embiid, right. I'm doing it. They going to be the ones to win the conference.
So
I can't roll with the Boston Celtics
so
no
Miami,
more. I'm going with the defending champs, the Milwaukee Bucks.
I got the Boston Celtics going to the finals.
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
That's Stephen A.
I got them winning it all. The Boston Celtics, I'm riding with them to win it all. This is not breaking news.
It's his fourth team.
Yeah, four different teams he picked to win the East. I think Philly's eliminated, but he picked Miami, he picked Philly, and he picked Boston. Isn't that the nature of our business?
Yeah, except yesterday you bet, Greg, what was the thing Mason did where he bet against himself?
Yeah, he bet against himself.
Oh, it was Westbrook.
It was Westbrook.
First he said there is zero chance Russell Westbrook will be on this team. $20,000 in mythical money, Westbrook will not be on the team. And that was like a month ago.
Yep,
yesterday you bet $30,000 and he will be on the team.
Yeah, it was 25 and 35.
25 and 35. Yeah, okay. Well, but isn't that just based on new information? Don't you think all the smoke is he's going to be here?
What is the new information?
Phil Jackson loves Russell Westbrook. That's floating around all over the place.
Yeah, but...
Phil Jackson loves Russell Westbrook and Phil Jackson is one of Genie's advisors, I think the odds go way up that Westbrook is going to be here. That's a good example.
I want to see you change again and bet another $20,000 that he's out of here, and then you'll have $75,000 in mythical money on opposite sides of a bet.
No matter which way it goes, it's kind of a wash. Bet both sides of it.
Right. You're like a professional gambler.
It's a hedge. Speaking of gambling.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm going to do this just one time. Go to the poker tables yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I did.
This is after the party.
After the party.
Okay.
And I got wiped out on two hands.
Okay.
Okay.
How much money did you buy in for?
$300. I never spend more than $300 gambling. So the first hand, I flopped a straight.
Okay.
Okay.
So did you try to chase everybody out? That's
chased
what I
everybody
would do,
out.
Except one guy.
Lost to a full house, eights over nines. Eights over nines.
Well, I'm surprised that guy stayed in.
Me too. Me too.
Because
it's
he
a
had,
woman.
He had to hang, she had to hang around to get her full house. Yeah. All right. Well, you did what I would do.
And then the
I
other
tried
one.
To run her off.
Same woman. I've got a flush. Clubs flush.
Yeah.
She's got a clubs flush with the ace.
Wow.
Got wiped out on those two.
So there were 10 clubs between the two of you,
yep.
And she had the higher flush.
Son of a...
Well, that's poker.
I said to the, and I can't remember her name now, maybe Heather or maybe Tiffany or maybe one of those.
Maybe Damn You.
Yeah, but I talked to somebody from Hollywood Park Casino, and she said, I've heard all these. I was telling, hey, here's what happened. I got and clubs. And I've heard all these. Everybody's got a bad beat story.
Wow, breaking news. That's a good signing for the Saints. Jarvis Landry signs 1 year deal the Saints. He went to LSU. That's a good signing for the Saints.
That is. All right, coming up next for you, Wheel of Questions. It is my wheel today. You never know what's going to come up. We will do that coming up for you. And then at 2 o'clock, John, Jorge Briones acting class.
Oh, I love it.
Oh,
it's one of my favorite things. You didn't know about this, Jorge?
I did
but
not.
Now
I
you know.
Yeah, right. No. He previously.
We're going to just hand you a scene like when I was at UCLA, I took theater arts 126, and the professor said, read this from sight.
Cold read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I botched it. So that's what we're helping you.
Now, Jorge was great on the cold read for Glengarry Glen Ross. So we
do
have faith
you
in
think
you.
That Jorge will be familiar with the material?
Gotta be, right? Don't you think you've seen the material?
No.
You haven't?
I don't know what you're giving him.
Oh, okay.
Well, don't give him a hint.
No, I'm not going to give him a hint. But yeah, I think he's seen the material.
What kind of movie is it?
It's a motion picture.
Okay.
I don't think he's seen it. I'm going to guess he's not.
All right. Yeah. That'd make it better.
Yeah. All right. That's coming up for you at 2 o'clock. Wheel of Questions next. Mason in Ireland. It is officially
It Friday
on 710 ESPN. All right. Here we go. Okay. So here's the question. If given a choice, would you rather listen to your least favorite song on a loop for a year or never listen to music at all for a year?
Now I know why you asked me for my least favorite song.
That's correct.
And this is going to make it very difficult. I can't listen to that song.
No.
Over and over. I'm out. No. I'm no music.
No music for you.
The band stops. No, I can't.
Yeah.
When you hear what my least favorite song is, there's no way I could listen to that.
What about you, Jorge? Could you go a year without any music, or would you hear your least favorite song on a loop?
I'll go a year without music.
Year with no music. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so sad, a year without music.
Wait a minute. You would put up with hearing your least favorite song for a year? On a loop?
I will not. I will not. This the device was, let's find out our least favorite songs. I don't know. Jorge, Bergman.
Jorge, did everybody complete the assignment?
Bergman,
yeah,
I
got everybody's song.
Would you listen to your song on a loop?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point of the bit. So what we've done is all of us, and we don't know each other's songs, have individually sent our least favorite or most annoying song to Jorge.
Jorge, did anybody double up?
No.
Nobody doubled up. Okay.
All right. Okay, I can go first because mine starts with a story.
Okay.
So, as you guys know, one of my stops in TV news was Beaumont, Texas.
Yep.
So when I was living in Texas, music in Texas is different than music outside of Texas. There's a lot of country western. There's a lot of really good country artists that never quite make it out of Texas.
They have both kinds of music, right?
Country,
they have country
and western.
And western.
That's the point. So, I'm there
that
from
old joke.
86 to 1990.
Okay.
All right. And in 1990, I get a job in San Diego. And 2 years later, I go back to Texas. And there's this song. And it's playing over and over again. And I said, You guys, this song is awful. It'll never make it out of Texas. It's just, I can't believe you guys like this song. And they're playing it, and people are dancing. And I'm like, this is the worst song I've ever heard. Yeah, Mason got it right away.
I know exactly which one you're going to go to.
And so, boy, was I, wrong.
Yeah,
it went to number 4 on both the pop and the country charts, and this is it.
Ooh.
So picture listening to this on a loop over and over. He can't even sing. This sounds like a drunk at a bar.
This is Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
King of the mullet.
It went to number 4 on the charts, both country and pop.
Yeah, that's brutal.
How did this song go to number 4?
Well, you know, it's kind of a novelty song, right?
Yeah. Here comes the chorus. Turn it up, Jorge.
Yeah, yeah. Let's listen to the chorus.
It is bad.
Achy Breaky Heart.
You know how to dance this at least?
No.
No?
Oh, I would walk out.
Have you ever, you've never line danced?
I
this
have
would
line
be a good line dancing
by the way,
song.
Line dancing is, all right, I think people know this. Line dancing is ridiculously easy. You just find somebody who knows how to do it and copy them.
Right, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever line danced?
It's fine if the girl is cute. That's what I would say.
Or, yeah.
If you're out there with a bunch of dudes, you look like an idiot.
Well, then
well,
I was
in your
an
case,
idiot.
Yeah. Maybe in your bar.
Because I did some line dance. There was
right.
a
so
country
why,
hoedown gay bar in San Diego where I did it.
That was right by my house, the one you're talking about. All right, so that's why I would not put up with listening to this for a year. That's my worst song ever.
Jorge, what do you got?
Blurred Lines.
This was a huge hit.
Yeah, but it's not.
Well, you know, this caused a major lawsuit that Marvin Gaye's family won. Marvin Gaye sued Robin Thicke and said, "You just stole the riff from Got to Give It Up."
Yeah.
And they went to court. And Marvin Gaye's family won millions. But, Jorge, this was the number one song in the country.
It was, but I got tired of hearing it.
This was also the video that made Emily Ratajkowski a star. Nobody knew who she was until this video.
This
song's not that bad.
Yeah,
I would listen to this song on a loop.
I can listen to both of your songs so far on a loop.
Okay. Oh, God, you cannot listen to
Achy Breaky Heart. Yeah, I can do
it. Bergman, what's yours?
All right, mine was from I think they're Swedish. What are they? They are a
Swedish.
Danish dance pop group, Aqua. Go ahead, Ori.
Oh, I know this song.
I would lose my mind.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Oh, yeah.
It got to number 7 on the U.S. Hot Billboard 100.
This sounds like,
come
like
on,
it's,
Barbie, let's go
they
party.
Made it up in a computer.
I would lose my mind.
It sounds this very auto-tuned, does it not?
Oh, it does. All it's right. a Danish group called what?
Aqua.
Yeah, that's right.
A huge, Never heard from since.
Yeah. And it's awful.
Yeah.
All right, Mason,
I understand
what's yours?
That one. Jorge, hit mine.
Wait a minute. This plays at every Laker game to this day.
It's already on a loop. I hate this song.
You can't go to Laker games anymore.
Whoever is that? Anyway. Who's running the show over there, the production show?
I don't know. Well, it's not Lisa. Lisa Strada used to do it. She runs the facility now.
Whoever's doing it, they got to update the song. That song is brutal.
But I like the Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas are good. This song is so – and this was number one for a long time.
These are all kind of hits.
Yeah, they're all hits. Yeah, okay.
Except for
that's
Bergman's.
Enough. Woo-hoo, yep, I got it. I got it. That's good.
All right.
Cut.
Yeah, so that's why none of us would agree. Now, just keep playing it. Turn this up, Jorge.
Cut. Oh, my God.
Is this the rap coming?
So why am I the one that gets their song played?
Because yours is more of an earworm.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to be singing this for the rest of the day.
It's also because we have so many of your other songs that we play on a loop, so this one's going to get added to the list.
Oh, right. The songs I hate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a day once a month of songs Mason hates.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. It's good. It's good. We got it.
Okay. All right. So let me follow me.
No, not really.
Follow me on this, Mace.
Yes.
You guys know that on that show NBA Today, hosted by Malika Andrews, that her sister, Kendra, is ESPN's Warriors reporter.
Right.
So
I didn't know that, by the way, until this story popped up.
Okay, so they she'll oftentimes throw it to, Malika will throw it to Kendra,
mm-hmm.
and she'll do a report, and she'll say, thanks, Kendra, and she'll come back. And they never really talk about the fact that they're sisters. They did the very first time she came on, but,
right.
you know, they keep it professional. I really like Malika. And this happened, like, we all have siblings. This happened, and this is exactly what I would do to my brother if he tried to pull this crap. This is Malika throwing it to Kendra to a live shot in Memphis, and then Kendra's wrapping it up.
But Malika, we all know that Draymond wears his reputation like a badge of honor. And he said, I will not take any bite out of the way that I play, because then we're going to go home early and any of those flagrant points, they're not going to matter anymore.
Well, they're going to need Draymond Green for this series and beyond. Kendra, thank you so much. Is that my watch?
Yeah,
that's my watch.
Whoa.
That is my watch. Richard,
wow. How would I have taken your watch?
Yeah, that, look, I'm going to stay out of this.
She absolutely took the watch,
right?
Oh, yeah,
right? There's no question.
How would I have taken your watch? Does anyone believe Kendra there?
No.
Yeah, she absolutely
took it. I'm Team Malika.
Yeah, she absolutely took the watch.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Yeah, no. And by the way, I love the way she goes, how would I take your watch? Obviously, she did. And she didn't tell her.
Yeah.
And then she wore it on TV. Good for you, Malika. Call
Way
her
to go.
Out.
Call her out. Exactly. You know, Jorge, you have siblings, right?
I do. Yeah.
You have
two.
Two brothers?
Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, two brothers, and one's a great baseball pitcher, right?
Do none of the four of us have sisters? I have one brother. Bergman, you have a brother, right?
No. Brother.
I've got two brothers.
You had two brothers.
Yeah,
no
never
sisters.
Had a sister.
No
never
wow.
had a sister. Yeah. Exactly.
And Amanda's got a brother. She doesn't have any sisters.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's weird. Lindsay has a sister, I think.
Bergman, you just have one brother?
One brother.
He's the pot guy?
The pot guy, yeah. the pot lawyer. Yep.
He's an investor, entrepreneur.
No, he's a lawyer.
Cannabis lawyer. Yes. Cannabis lawyer, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. John, what's your brother do?
Last time I talked to him, he was running a warehouse in Tustin.
In Tustin, okay.
Yeah, down in Orange County.
And my brother, Travis, runs outdoor media for Horizon, I think.
So most of that outdoor media now has gone digital, right?
A lot of it.
Yeah.
A ton.
That's like the guys at eMaximize handle that stuff.
Yeah.
They take over digital marketing.
And then my other brother, Brian, just seems to be a vagabond rolling around the country. I don't know how.
That's who I want to be. I want to be Brian.
He had lived in Florida. Now he's in Toledo. Got a place on Lake St. Clair fishing.
Wait a minute. He was in Florida and he moved out.
Yeah.
There's no state tax in Florida.
He moved to Ohio because he got a new grandkid.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
So he wants to actually see the grandkid.
So wants to be there to help with all that. But, I stay relatively in touch with my brothers. Relatively. Bergman, you talk to your brother.
I talk to my brother almost every day. I talk
every
to him this morning.
Every day?
Yeah, every day, either in the morning or in the afternoon.
Wow.
Whenever I'm in the car, I talk to him. Yeah.
Now, by the way, your brother is a weed lawyer.
Correct.
Is the fact that weed has been legalized, doesn't that take away a lot of business from your brother?
No.
It's added
business to him. Yeah, the complete opposite. It blew up his business.
Okay. Because people are still getting charged for stuff that's now legal?
Well, no, I mean, he's not like a court attorney. He actually
he
helps.
Handles patents and
stuff. Yeah, he handles everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotta make money.
So we did this very successfully. Nobody believed it would work.
Yeah, I was very down on it, but now I'm anxious to see round two.
When we did our commercial-free show, Jorge, who was just brilliant in the Alec Baldwin role in
the
Glengarry Glenn Ross.
The Glengarry Glenn Ross scene stealing.
What's your name?
Screw you. That's my name.
There you go.
We are now going to give Jorge, when we come back, another very famous scene from the movie world to see if he can pull it off again.
We will do that coming up next for you. Don't forget Lie of the Day. Has Ireland told a lie? Nothing comes to mind so far, but you guys might know. Don't forget Lie of the Day. You got a chance to win tickets to go to Crypto.com Arena and see Roger Waters, great Pink Floyd music, all that stuff, if you can identify John's Lie of the Day at 3:30 today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.